child. You better not cry, you better not fight. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
It's Dave Player on 720 WGN. So for over 50 years, the trees along North Michigan Avenue have been illuminated to signal the official kickoff of the holiday season in Chicago and around the nation. And the 25th annual Magnificent Mile Lights Festival invites visitors to kick off the holiday season with 2 days of family fun, November 18th and 19th. On Saturday evening, November 19th, Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse from Walt Disney World will lead an unforgettable tree lighting parade down North Michigan Avenue, illuminating more than 1 million lights from Oak Street to the Chicago River. Now, next Saturday is the big day, and to talk about it all is Ivan Matsunaga. He is the operations chairman for this event, and by day, he is the president of Connie's Pizza. Welcome in, Ivan.
Thank you very much, Dave. I appreciate having me on for this momentous year.
Yeah, how exciting is that? Big holiday tradition in Chicago, and congratulations on 25 years.
You know, it's such a great milestone, especially for an event that is great for the city of Chicago. You know, we like to think of the Magnificent Mile Lights Festival as a kickoff to the official kickoff to the holiday season, not just in Chicago, but throughout the nation.
Well, let's talk about these events that are scheduled, because it's starting with performances happening right outside our showcase studios here in Pioneer Court.
Yeah, we have some great celebrity appearances this year. Big one being the Disney pop band trio, Forever in Your Mind. So whether you have kids or a kid at heart, they're a great addition, as well as folks like Drew Lachey from 98 Degrees, which we all can remember, and country superstar Jody Messina, presented by Southwest Airlines.
Yeah, very cool. You got Kurt Elling, Grammy Award-winning jazz vocalist, and the a cappella group Remedy, and the award-winning Blue Man Group as well. So very exciting that this is happening. But, you know, this all starts, even though it's on Saturday, it starts on Friday at 4 o'clock in Pioneer Court, and there's all kinds of activities and live music and Santa Claus and all kinds of things going on.
You know, so even though this is our 25th year, this is the first time that it becomes a two-day festival.
Yeah.
So Friday evening, we are going to do a big 25th anniversary celebration. We're going to, you know, pretty much sing happy birthday to the festival with a big, huge Eli cheesecake, which is ironic since Mark Schulman founded this event back in 1992.
Right, right. And you got Garrett's Popcorn and, of course, Connie's Pizza is there as well. And then Saturday, it all starts at 11 a.m. So, I mean, this is a full day of activities happening again.
It really is. And so, you know, if you cannot make it Saturday and don't want to fight the million people, give or take a few, come Friday night and come check it out. And, you know, this year, the BMO Harris Bank folks have a big dome, a virtual dome, where you can write your messaging. And really, we're encouraging people to put messaging together for our theme this year, which is Share the Light. You know, there are so many individuals and organizations that add light to our world that we really want to celebrate, not just the holiday season, but what some folks and organizations do every day, day in, day out. This year, we have a couple of additions in our floats. We have the Gift of Hope, and they're working in coordination to some degree with Northwestern Medicine, who's also theming their float with Transplant Village. So we have Gift of Hope, which encourages organ donors, and then we have Transplant Village, which is a part of Northwestern Medicine, and really they host recipients and donors and their family members and provide a support system for those who have undergone organ donors or organ donor procedures. So really, it's such a great theme this year with the whole Share the Light and emphasizing what people do for each other in our community.
At 5:30, the parade steps onto Michigan Avenue at Oak Street. Grand Marshals Mickey and Minnie and their friends from Walt Disney World Resort in Florida travel down North Michigan Avenue, lighting 1 million lights throughout the way. And, you know, I also do, you know, I do overnights. And so I obviously see them setting up in October for everything. So it's always fun to see that. At 6:55, fireworks will be held over the Chicago River at Michigan Avenue. And then the retailers that are around on Michigan Avenue, they're going to be open late, which is fun for shopping.
They are. And if you talk about a million likes, I do want to mention some additional lights that are being set up this year. And for the first time in over a decade, Water Tower Park will be lit up. And that's,
oh, that's
thanks
cool.
to our partners at the City of Chicago. And Water Tower Park is so iconic for us. And, you know, between Brendan Riley's office and the City of Chicago Water Department, Deputy Commissioner Alan Stark was instrumental in getting this done. And we think it adds so much more to the look and feel of not just the avenue, but just Chicago in general. You know, we want to celebrate everything Chicago, especially in light of the momentous Cubs win this year.
Absolutely.
You know, they really set up a 25th anniversary for us. And so we're very excited to do this year.
It's going to be a blast to be down there.
It is. And, you know, you mentioned a lot of big numbers, and it's almost incomprehensible, but really, all this occurs because of the support that we get, not just from the Magnificent Mile Association, but the volunteers. I mean, hundreds and hundreds of volunteers that do this for the love of the city and just to make sure everybody has a great time. And again, we have some great city partners. The Chicago Police Department, Fire Department, they put in some crazy hours and selfless commitment.
Oh yeah, as they have for these last few weeks. Yeah, they've worked those hours, man. We appreciate everything they do.
Yeah. So I don't think we can appreciate enough for what they do and their commitment and the extra hours and effort that they put in for all of us.
And this is also a great opportunity to explore some of the retailers, the stores down Michigan Avenue that you haven't stopped by and seen for a while, especially in Water Tower, and really. A great opportunity to come early and have dinner or come and have dinner afterwards and explore the restaurant scene here.
Well, and that was the original intention of this festival and parade is, you know, before 25 years ago, this was one of the worst weekends for hoteliers, especially as well as retailers leading up to the holiday shopping season. And so when Mark Schulman got this going, it went from a very poor hotel weekend to a weekend where the city sells out. And so, you know, celebrating our retailers, we have some new sponsors, people like T-Mobile coming in this for the first time with their great flagship store on Michigan Avenue. There's something for everybody. And if you don't buy something on that day, you're not looking hard enough.
Okay, sounds good. Well, I hope the weather will cooperate as well. And for more on all the activities of the 25th annual Lights Parade down Michigan Avenue here, you can visit themagnificentmile.com. Awesome, Ivan, and we look forward to seeing you this Saturday night.
And you know, Dave, I just do want to mention that, you know, after the parade, we have a lot of seats at Connie's Pizza over at 2373 South Archer Avenue. You know, it's a 500-seat restaurant. We run 50 delivery trucks. We'll bring it to you. We fill up with a lot of people after parade, hungry people, and, you know, it's a family-owned business. It's a Chicago institution, and so, you know, want some great deep-dish pizza or some Italian specialties, by all means, come by and visit us.
Thanks, Ivan. Appreciate it, pal.
Okay, thanks, Dave.
All right, it's 720 WGN.